Taking back tribal land rights is one of the issues to be discussed next week at a summit in Anchorage. Over 100 tribal leaders are expected to attend the meeting. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes has more.
It will be the first time that tribal leaders from around the state meet outside of existing Native organizations to discuss the issue of tribal lands and the current well-being of Alaska's Native people.
We're talking about our survival, and if we do not do that, then we're good as dead.
Mike Williams, Sr. of ACIAC, is helping to facilitate the meeting. He's been in tribal politics in Alaska for many years and is the current co-chair of the Alaska Intertribal Council. He says during the last AITC annual meeting, tribes voted to hold a meeting on their own to deal with ANCSA and surrounding issues. Williams says there are many concerns over the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, including that it is threatening traditional land usage.
The Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act of 1971, that purports to have extinguished our Aboriginal hunting and fishing rights. And just because we are now temporarily allowed to hunt and fish through ANILCA Title VIII, does not repeal this termination language, only delays it until the tribes reach a population of 10,000.
He says many rural hub communities will arrive at the population limit soon and won't have a subsistence priority. He says these ancestral lands need to be secured. Another ANCSA concern are corporation shares that are getting thinned out over the years because there are no new shares for people born after 1971. They are sometimes referred to as afterborns. Williams says 60% of natives do not own existing shares.
And that's a huge population, and which have no voice in the Native Corporation land or any assets to the Native corporations.
He says ANCSA was an experiment. He says one of the reasons it passed Congress without more tribal opposition was the lack of communication in rural Alaska villages at the time.
Villages having one phone and slow mail and no internet, and the communications were just really slow, and not everyone understood what was the oil pipeline all about and the land claims was all about.
The tribal summit will take place next Monday through Wednesday at the Hilton Hotel in Anchorage. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.